The holidays are here, and there's a Santa shortage. A woman is accused of breastfeeding her cat on a flight, and a man threatened pizza employees with an AK-47 because he couldn't wait 10 minutes for his pizza. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on the Weird AF News Podcast. That's right, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. You hear it. This is the, a.k.a. the studio, guys. There's a Santa shortage this holiday season. Oh no, not enough Santas. The article says, he knows if you've been bad or good, but Santa Claus is going to need some help before the chimney dash on Christmas morning. It seems 2021 is going to be especially tough on Santa because the demand for pre-Christmas Santa visits is sky high. And there just aren't as many people willing to put on the white beard and play the part of Santa this year. They're afraid. They're afraid of COVID. Also, people just don't want to work anymore. I don't know if you've noticed, people are not going back to the workforce. And I guess that would include people that played Santa a few years ago. Well, you know, one of the solutions to this problem is just open it up to skinny Santas, all right? Skinny guys like me, never allowed to play Santa. Why can't I play Santa? Well, maybe this year I can be a Santa. Also, open it up to ladies, all kinds of Santas. Hey, look, there's a Santa demand. I'm sure there's people out there that have dreamed of playing Santa but have always been told no because they're not a white, fat man. Well, let's have some other Santas this year. I want a potpourri of Santas. Little Santas, tall Santas, big Santas, fat Santas, thin Santas. Santas without a beard. How about that? Santas with a mullet. Lady Santas. Ordinarily, people that would play elves, let him be a Santa. I'm sure they want to move up in the workforce. I've always been stuck as an elf. Just one time I want to be the Santa. I want to listen to the little boys and girls' wishes. I want them to ask me for presents. I'm tired of just picking them up and putting them on Santa's lap. I want to be the Santa. I want to offer my lap too. Well, let the elves be Santa. It also says the number of elves this year is also down 15%, according to HireSanta.com. No idea that was a website. Hey, guys, if you want to be a Santa or an elf, I just assume go to HireSanta.com, upload the picture of your fat face, tell them you want some work. Who cares if you got a criminal record? Open it up to people with criminal records this year. Yeah. You got 17 DUIs? Well, don't worry, Larry. You could be Santa this year. Just, you know, Uber back and forth to the mall, please. We don't want to risk it. Am I the only one that likes my own jokes? Yeah, I get it. Okay. Okay, the article points out a couple of differences in the scenarios this year regarding Santas. First of all, Santas tend to be in the high risk category for COVID. And some people aren't willing to accept this risk. They don't want to be a Santa. They don't want to open up their lap to COVID-infected little shits. Secondly, people feel more at ease with the virus than a year ago when Santa was virtual or behind glass. So they're going to want to be on the Santa lap or at least close to the Santa this year. There's not going to be any plexiglass. You know that's happening at the malls. Here's a quote from Mitch Allen, who's the founder and the head elf at HireSanta.com. Are you really an elf, Mitch? There's no photo of him. Show me the ears, Mitch. Here's a quote from Mitch, who thinks he's an elf.
Well, last year, it was all about a physical barrier. We put 6x6 plexiglass barriers. We put hundreds of them, all across North America. Well, this year, those barriers are coming down, so that's the good news. But, you know, it's about the social distancing. Most locations have Santa in a chair. Children are 6 feet away in a well-ventilated location, so there's no physical contact between the two. And we're hoping that that will keep the spread of COVID and the flu down this year.
Okay, so it sounds like no on the lap this year, but no plexiglass. So you get to scream at the Santa what you would like this year.
What would you like this year, young lady? I want a Red Ryder BB gun!
That's what it's going to be this year. Now, at the end of the article, HireSanta.com says that you should be flexible when requesting a Santa this year. Also think about maybe having another year of virtual visits from the big guy. Or have mom and dad dress up as Santa. How about that? Oh, that's fun for mom and dad, right? You guys want to dress up as Santa, don't you? I say just everybody go to HireSanta.com and apply. Let's have a bunch of Santas this year who normally wouldn't be Santas. That seems like a fun time. A woman refused to stop breastfeeding her cat on a flight. This is a story about a human being breastfeeding a cat on an airplane. This is what you get with Weird AF News, guys. A woman on a recent Delta Airlines flight allegedly began to breastfeed her pet cat mid-flight. And she refused to stop after getting caught, in fact. The incident allegedly happened during a trip on board a Delta flight to Atlanta. An image was posted on social media that suggested the purported cat breastfeeding happened while the plane was headed towards Atlanta, although it is not clear exactly when the incident happened. They're describing the supposed event in what appears to be a screen capture of a message sent using communications on board, which the pilots use to transmit short text-based messages to the ground. The message reports that passenger in seat 13A, quote, is breastfeeding a cat and will not put the cat back in the carrier. We would like some backup for this situation. We would like to request the Red Coat team upon landing. Delta describes members of the Red Coat team as an elite airport customer service expert or experts who are specially trained to handle on-the-stop customer issues. Well, looks like Delta came up with the Red Coat team. It's kind of like calling Batman on the Batman phone. And you can't blame them. There's been so many incidents on flights. You need some sort of security, some backup team to help you in case somebody whips out their boob and tries to feed an animal. Can you really feed a cat a human breast milk? It just seems strange to me. I never thought to do that. I mean, well, there's a lot of things that I cover on this podcast that I never thought to do. Okay. It says beyond the back and forth messages between the pilot and the Red Coat crew on the ground, there's very little other information about this incident except for a TikTok account from one of the flight attendants. Ainsley Elizabeth, she refers to the incident briefly, claiming that the security met our flight because a woman was breastfeeding her cat. This woman had one of those, like, hairless cats swaddled up inside a blanket. It looked like a baby. Her shirt was up. She was trying to get the cat to latch on to her breast, and the cat wasn't pleased about it. And she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier. The cat was screaming for its damn life. This is crazy. What does she do at home if she's doing this in public? I can't imagine. And then security met the flight just to tell her that she could not do that again. She couldn't breastfeed a cat on the flight again because that's weird and that's gross. That's according to the flight attendant that was present during the cat-to-human breastfeeding incident. Now, there are no laws prohibiting mothers from breastfeeding their human babies during the flight, and Delta policy allows that during flights, although it seems very unlikely that they're in-flight breastfeeding policy would apply to the breastfeeding of non-human animals, such as cats or dogs or miniature horses, turkeys, macaws, toucans, gerbils, lizards from Florida, or any other animal that you might have as an emotional support animal on your flight. It says here, Delta fully supports a woman's right to breastfeed on board Delta and Delta Connection aircraft and in Delta facilities. You'll be happy to hear. Even breast pumps are allowed on board at the airport, and if you prefer, many airports do offer private lactation rooms or spaces, but you can't bring a cat in there. Delta policy also allows pets on flights, including cats, to travel on flights, you guys know. But animals are required to remain inside the kennel with the door secured while in a Delta boarding area. So that means you can't take your hairless cat out of the carrier or the kennel. Stick it inside your shirt and try and give it nutrients from your own body. It's not okay. Now, I know people need their emotional supports, and maybe this woman receives much emotional support by a screaming kitten latched onto her breast. I doubt it, but maybe she does. Most airlines around the world actually have recently tightened the policies on emotional support animals, though, guys. This is after a series of incidents involving passengers demanding that creatures such as peacocks, ferrets, horses, ducks, and snakes be allowed to accompany them on the flight. Delta, in fact, no longer allows emotional support animals to fly following a new rule from the Department of Transportation. that states that animals do not qualify as service animals, a category that only includes trained dogs. So how did she get the cat on there in the first place? I have no idea. The cat was clearly hungry.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A man pulled out an AK-47 at a pizza place because he didn't want to wait 10 minutes for his pizza. This occurred in Tennessee, the cousin of Florida. A Tennessee man threatened employees of a Little Caesars restaurant with an AK-47. If you don't know what an AK-47, just Google that. It's a semi or automatic weapon. This guy had to wait for his pizza. That's what the police were told anyways by the employees. The name of this maniac is Charles Doty Jr., age 63, of Knoxville. He ordered a pepperoni pizza. Employees told him that his order would take 10 minutes to make. 10 minutes seems like a reasonable time for a pizza, right? But not for Charles Doty Jr., who owns an AK-47. He became upset and demanded a free order of breadsticks. People that own AK-47s usually make unreasonable demands like this. This is unfortunate. It's unfortunate that people like this are allowed to have an AK-47 in the first damn place. People with no patience. People that are quite stupid. Yeah, but this is what we get. Well, anyways, Mr. Doty went outside to wait for his order. And then he was like, you know what? I can't wait 10 minutes. That's too long. He returned with an AK-47. Where'd he get it? I don't know. Just under the seat of his car, I suppose. In the trunk. I don't know. Wherever you carry around your AK-47 in your daily life. Because you need one in your daily life. You need to carry an AK in your daily life, if you guys didn't know. So if you're not carrying around a semi-automatic or automatic weapon in your daily life, maybe think twice. Maybe, guys, think about your life. Think about what you really need. You never know when you could be at Subway and they don't put the cheese on, and you're going to need that AK-47 to deal with the situation. Am I right? Doty came back with the AK, demanded that the employees give him his order immediately. Because he doesn't understand how physics works. He noticed an employee who was trying to leave the store and stopped him, asking, quote, where in the hell he was going? Where in the hell do you think you're going? A woman who had already received her order gave her pizza to Doty in the hopes that he would leave. Oh boy, you better hope it's what he wanted.
Hey now, I wanted mushrooms on my with my pepperoni on the pizza. This only has pepperoni. Don't make me blast my gun. I got a rocket launcher in the trunk.
The employee that Doty confronted ran to the back of the store, called 911, but Doty left before the police arrived. Please take this man and just put him away forever, like, or do something. He needs to go away. People like this, just can't have people like this. This guy should be put in an oven himself. You should take Doty, tie him up with some zip ties, and then put pepperoni all over his face. And then slide him in the oven for 10 minutes. That's what you should do with this guy. Yes, I support that. That's what I support. There's a quote from Kimberly. She's a former employee of the restaurant who happened to be working that night. What was she doing? I guess she's a former employee who she went back to work that night just for the hell of it. Well, you picked the wrong night, Kimberly. She's like, I don't even work here, and there's a guy with an AK. Can't wait 10 minutes for the pizza. Kimberly was shocked at saying, I can't believe this happened over a $6 pizza. I mean, it's $6. Kimberly said, I was taking care of a female customer. She was just getting ready to leave. Then he goes and gets the gun. He points it at me saying, where's my damn pizza? I want my pizza. Well, you picked a bad day to go back to work, Kimberly. You should just stay home. Doty was later arrested and charged with 4 counts of aggravated assault and 1 count of especially aggravated kidnapping. Especially aggravating kidnapping. I've never heard that before. I guess because it's a pizza employee. Those are special employees. I'll tell you right now, man, you can't pay me enough to be a fast food employee in the following states: Tennessee, Florida, Am I missing any? Jersey? We're gonna take a ride with Weird AF News, you and me. Hi, my lovelies. How are you today? I'm just feeling smooth, silky smooth. Feeling so smooth, guys. I want to thank everybody who sent me articles, of course. You can always do that to funnyjones@gmail.com. Or send them to me on the Twitter @funnyjones or Instagram @funnyjones as well. I usually answer DMs if you'd like to reach out. What else? Oh, if you'd like to call the show, leave a message. The number is 646-450-2012. If any of these stories riled you up and you felt the need to express your opinion, or you just wanted to tell me how smooth I am, just call that number. Let me know. Keep those F-bombs to yourself, guys, all right? Let's keep it somewhat clean here. Weird AF News. All right. Hey, if you'd like to support the show by joining the Patreon, I've been putting some stuff up there. Oh, boy, daddy. Oh, yeah. Photos of my trip to Mexico City, the weird things I encountered. It's pretty cool. And today I posted something about Florida. So it was a visual. It was a visual gag that deserved to be in there. Anyways, that Patreon is patreon.com/weirdafnews. You can support the show by joining the Patreon. You also get bonus content, bonus extra weird content that I put in there all the time. It's good times, guys. Just extra weird stuff. You can also join the Patreon by going to weirdafnews.com, which is the official website of Weird AF News and has been paid for by the generous donations from my patrons via Patreon. So this is the kind of stuff we get, you know. It's great. Okay, so, yeah, I hope you'll consider supporting the show for the holidays. Appreciate you very, very much. Send me some stories if you got them. If not, it's cool. It's cool, man. Just you know, have a cup of coffee and just chill. You can be smooth, too. I believe in you.